Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. The Love Doctor is here with you, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they call me now, the Love Doctor. If you didn't hear the previous interview, what a great story. That's my new title, the Love Doctor. Let me get Sam Norwood back in here. Sam is a good friend of ours and a long-term member of our Brain Trust. He's senior partner with, it was formerly Tatum LLC, but now you're still going to call yourself Tatum, right, aren't you, Sam?
Yep, exactly. It's Tatum LLC, but we have merged into SFN, which are the ticker symbols for New York Stock Exchange listed Sperian, which changed its name to SFN, and we're part of them.
Right, so Sperian.
Sperian,
Spell that. Sperion?
Sperion.
That's right.
But they changed their name to SFN.
Yeah. Oh, they did. That's right. They did too. That didn't they?
So, $2 billion in sales and doing fantastic. Because what happens at this time of an economic cycle, which is a recovery part, is we small business people go out. We're a little reluctant to hire people full time completely, but we need more help, and so we go out and get people what we call temporary or part time. And that's what Sperian really does. And
right. In
our merger of Tatum into Sperian, it's they're part of their move toward expanding their services into professional services.
You gave them the professional gravity, the professional critical mass there that they were able to acquire that and have that all at one shot rather than grow that organically.
Well, exactly. Plus, it works well for them because we've reduced $7 million of our overheads in the back office.
Right, right.
So it's working out well for everybody.
Very interesting. Well, good. So that's and the ticker is SFM on that one. Mm-hmm. By the way, Sam, I just called myself the Love Doctor because the guy who was on my show previously, Chip Reeves, was courting a girl on one of the online dating services, and just before they had their first date, she Googles him, goes online and finds out and listens to the first thing that popped up under his name in Google was a link to an interview that he did with me that we put up on our website, and so she heard his voice for the first time on an interview that I did with him.
Oh, and she went out with him anyway.
And now, exactly. And now they're getting married. So I'm from now on, you can call me the Love Doctor.
you may have missed your calling.
I think I may have. Hey, Sam, folks, as you know, Sam does wonderful work that a lot of people are the beneficiaries of, including us, where every month he pulls these partners, these Tatum partners across the country, hundreds of them, to ask them what's going on, what are your current conditions, and what do you see coming at us in the 60 days in the future. And they give him that answer. He compiles that into a report, and he delivers it to us. And, Sam, for the last several quarters, these reports have been pretty sad. But I'm looking at a lot of green here on this new report, and I'm excited about that. Tell us about it.
Well, it's very interesting. During 2009, most of the year, we were seeing little upticks as we were coming out. The absolute worst time, I think, was about exactly a year ago, 1st of April a year ago, when things were really pretty grim. I mean, they were really at the bottom. And then we started pulling up a little bit. And as we all know, we've read that fourth quarter of 2009 was actually a pretty strong quarter at 5.6 or 7% economic growth in the GDP. Then in the first couple of months of this year, February and March, it looked like we'd maybe peaked out. We're taking a little breather. Well, 1st of April, we've surveyed our partners, and we see this picking up again. It feels very good. The outlook is even stronger than what we saw in the past 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past 30 days, it was our conditions were up and stronger despite the fact of the horrible weather up in the Northeast.
Right.
And by the way, the Northeastern region was our weakest region with good, with understandable reasons. But, we're seeing this pick up, and the outlook is much better. And this applies to virtually all of our individual indicators, not just an overall scheme.
But even in the fourth quarter, with the recovery, with the high numbers in the fourth quarter, people still weren't confident or feeling any exuberance about what was happening in the fourth quarter because we didn't trust it. And
well,
so even though the numbers were up, I don't think the sentiment was up like what you're seeing right now.
Well, sentiment largely is influenced by employment, and employment has been a lagging indicator, which it usually is.
And it's going to continue to lag for a while. We're going to be right back after these messages. Sam Norwood is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Love Doctor. And we got a lot more to come, a lot more to report on Sam's survey. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. Lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out my blog, which have a brand new post up yesterday. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's senior partner with Tatum LLC, which is part of the Sperion Group, Sperion, I think is how it is, or SFN, they call themselves now, SFN. Sam, the survey, your Tatum survey, a lot of green arrows here. Let's get specific here. Index of business conditions is just upward, ever upward.
Well, it took a giant leap the first of January. And then it came down in February and was been subdued February and March. But now it's moving back up again in the 1st of April, reflecting both March having been a good month for conditions overall, and the outlook is even better in the 60-day outlook. So we look back 30 days, look forward 60.
And the order backlogs currently is up, and out 60 days is a little sideways.
Yeah, order backlogs are up nicely. And here's how we report it in our actual report. The percentage of respondents who reported an improvement in backlogs moved up from 31% to 35%, and the percentage reporting lower backlogs fell from 14% to 8%. So both of those indicators, more going up and fewer going down, is a very strong thing for looking back 30 days. Looking out 60 days, the report was about the same as it was a month ago, so that's flat.
Capital expenditures is for the current situation is sideways a little bit, but looking out, things are going up. We helped out a little bit this month. We bought some computers this last month, so we tried to help out on the capital expenditure thing.
You know, one of the things that is true for all of us, and why we do this survey, is that we as individual business people will do things because we think it's right for our business and right overall for us. What we don't necessarily know is whether other people are doing the same thing, feeling the same thing, and that's how we do this survey. While on the one hand, capital expenditures in the past 30 days are about flat with the prior month, the outlook is better, and that ties in with the view that financing conditions are also getting better. And with the passage of time and continuing recovery, then we're beginning to feel a little more confident and being willing to commit for the things we feel like we need.
Right. Well, and are you seeing out there when you – well, let's tell you what, let's go on through this. I'm going to ask you some other questions in a second. I'm going to go on through the report here.
All right.
Capital expenditures, I hope this is something we need – now, small business owners never have too much cash, but big companies are sitting on hordes of cash.
Yes.
We need those companies to start spending that money. And one of the things we need them to do, which is kind of hopefully, I hope these arrows I see under employment are an indicator. You've got all green arrows, current and 60 days out, green arrows both ways.
Yes.
I hope that's a shape of things to come.
Well, we think certainly as employment gets better, then consumption will also improve. And as you know, about two-thirds of our economy is driven by consumption. And that will probably stay relatively subdued for a long time to come. But it's getting better than it has been.
Right.
And so as we get more employment, we get more consumption, then business conditions will spread out in a more thorough way and continue to get better.
Well, you talked in the previous segment about employment being a lagging indicator. Yep. And boy, howdy, it's going to be lagging for a while. We got a lot of unemployed people.
Well, we do. And what you see in the unemployment rate does not really reflect the full nature and degree that people are underemployed and unemployed but not registered as unemployed people.
Right.
So in the broader scheme, the real unemployment is closer to between 15% and 20%, and it's really terrible.
What do you think about the profile of the unemployed, Sam, compared? You know, the last jobless recovery we had was 02 and 03, mm-hmm. maybe part of 04. And in those days, we were concerned that we had a lot of people who were unemployed, and they were unemployable in the 21st century.
Yeah.
And because they just didn't have the skills for the 21st century jobs. Those people were pretty much the last of the people who were laid off from 20th century jobs. As we stand here today with the numbers you just said, do you feel the same way about those? Do you think more of those people are employable when the economy turns around?
I think a larger proportion of them are employable when the economy turns around. But I still think that we are going through quite a transition. We manufacture very few things.
70% services.
Yeah, and so and services are more brain power than brawn power.
Right.
And so there is a continuing need for retraining, and really also a willingness to relocate,
mm-hmm.
rather than moaning about, oh gosh, it's not good here.
Right.
If it's good somewhere else, it's like the old Native Americans on the plains. You have to go where the buffalo are.
Right. Right.
And so we need to be willing to relocate. And we need to be willing to take a different kind of job if the demand for what we used to do
right.
is no longer strong.
Well, I talked to a paper mill manager one time, and I said, how many employees do you have? He said, half as many as the plant I had 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I said, how many of your employees use technology in the direct performance of their job? You talked about earlier about power, technology power, and brawn power. He said 100%. So even manufacturing is changing. Stay with us, Tintel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.